as we come together on this morning to worship God in spirit and in truth, doing the things that God is pleased with, knowing that one day we will have to give an account of all that we have done in this body, whether good or whether bad. As we started at the end of January on the series of It Shall Be Well, we will continue on today and on next Lord's Day. As we think about the many things that we go through in this life, the ones that we have loved that have died, the ones that we love that are sick, the ones that we love that are in prison or in nursing homes. We could only think, reference to 2 Kings chapter 4, as the Shunammite lady would say, the woman, "It shall be well." She made reference to her son dying. She did not weep. She did not blame God. But she did send for Elisha. She went for him herself. And her reply was, "It shall be well." But I want us to continue to think on that line on this morning. With all that we go through in life, and all that happens, that we can get comfort from God. That we can get comfort from God. In Psalm 55, the verse is 22. In Psalm 55, the verse is 22. It says, "Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." The righteous. I believe if we want anything from the Lord, we need to give unto him. We need to give in to him. We need to become his children. We need to be obedient saints. We need to assemble the way we're supposed to. We need to pray the way we're supposed to. We need to go out in the community the way that we're supposed to, if we're to get anything from God. This is what he expects us to do. He expects us to pray unto him, to ask him for our every desire. Now, let's not be confused. He's not asking or telling us to come to him with something that's not going to benefit us. Because he's going to give us the things that we need, not the things that we want. Let us remember that. But comfort comes from the Lord. His arms hold the universe. Why not let him hold you? Amen. You know, I wanted to come up this morning. You know how I come up sometimes, I'm singing "This Little Light of Mine." And I just want to share with you. I wanted to start out this morning with, he's got the whole world in his hands. And there's no doubt he has the whole world in his hands. Everything is under his control. So why not submit unto him on today? Why not understand that he can comfort you no matter what you're going through, no matter how bad you think the situation is? God can see you through it. In the book of Psalm chapter 9 and the verses 9, Psalm chapter 9 and the verses 9, it says, "The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble." This is the Lord that we serve. This is the God of the universe, the creator of all things. He's there. He's where we can hide. He's in whom we can hide. You need some comfort from some things that you're going through in life, why not turn to God? You've probably turned every which way you could possibly think about turning except for to God. There are many organizations out there that offer help to you, but yet they cannot help you. Why? Because it's God in whom we rest. It's God in whom we can get all of our comfort. It says the Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed. When men are coming up against you, it's God where we're going to get this refuge. And we need to turn to Him and not wait too late. Psalm 24, verses 4 through 5. Psalm 27, verses 4 through 5, the scripture reading that was read. Psalm 27, verses 4 through 5. We're going to start with verse 1. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat of my flesh and stumble and fail. Though a host shall encamp against me and my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me. In this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." It's only in God that we can find this comfort. Oh, you want some man to hide you out for a little while? Let someone knock on your door that's looking for you and see what that man does when he thinks his life is in trouble. He's going to turn you over. But God, He will never turn you over. He will protect you from your enemies, from those things that you think that are just going to bring you down. God will protect you. Again, His arms hold the universe. Why not allow them to hold you? See, we need God. God does not need us. We need God. And we need to turn to Him. Psalm 46, verse 1. Psalm 46, verse 1. You know, many times as we look at the Bible, and we see how important it is to trust in God, and there's many reasons why, and this is just part of it right here. Psalm 46, 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea." It's God in whom we can trust. It's God in whom we have refuge and where we find our strength. In the time of trouble. Kids, children run to their parents in time of trouble. We as Christians, we need to run to God. Amen. And we need to bow down to Him, and we need to talk to Him, and we need to let Him know, "Lord, I am being troubled," and let Him know what's troubling you. And then submit unto Him. You know, you got a problem, and you go to a place to get this problem worked out. They give you all these solutions. And every now and then, one would tell you, "This is what you need to do." And when that one thing don't work, you blame that organization for it not working. But if this, what we're talking about today, does not work, the only person you can blame is self. Because God will never mislead us. He will never direct us in the wrong path. Allow Him today to hold you. Allow Him today to hold you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. See, a lot of times this is how man operates. This is what man does. When they get in trouble, they turn to God. So I'm just giving you scripture now to tell you, you're on the right road. You need to turn to Him, because a lot of times He is the only one that can help us because of the things that we've gotten ourselves into. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. Likewise, ye younger, humble yourself therefore in the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Now, I want you to look at that one more time, because a lot of times we get a misunderstanding of what God's Word says. Lord, You said that You will help me. Well, what are You waiting on? Well, Peter says, humble yourselves therefore in the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. It's not according to our time. Every time we get in trouble, we run to the Lord and He delivers us right away. We're going to continue to do that. And one day when He don't deliver us right away, we're going to blame Him. Lord, what happened? We're going to turn our back on Him. I'm never going to serve Him again because He let me down. God never lets man down. Amen. We let Him down. He will never turn His back on us. We turn our back on Him. So again, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God. We need to submit unto Him. We need to know that, again, He is God. He is our Creator, and He can protect us from anything. So what am I saying? I'm saying it shall be well. It shall be well. Do we really understand that God is where we're going to get our help from? Do we really understand that He's the only one that really understands what we're going through? You know, I've heard that said many a times. You just don't understand, or you can't understand. There's no way possibly you know what I'm going through. God knows. God knows. Why not turn to Him? Why not turn to Him? God knows your hurt. He will never ignore your need. Never. Amen. Whereas man, you sit there and you try to explain to Him what you're going through, and yeah, He may be sympathetic with you for a little while, and then He may walk away scratching his head and say, I don't know what's really going on. But you know what? God knows. And God will never ignore you. When you call upon God, He's there waiting on you. But when you call upon man, I'm busy. Too busy for You. I know what your problem is, but I'm just too busy. I can't deal with what You're going through right now. I have things I need to go through and things I am going through. We don't serve a God like that. We serve a God that's waiting on us to come to Him. Psalm 22, verse 24. Psalm 22, verse 24. This is our God now. He's the one that we're serving. He's the one that tells us what we need to do and tells us how we need to do it. Psalm 22, verse 24. For He has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. Neither had He hid His face from him, but when He cried unto Him, He heard. He heard. You know what happens a lot of times, again, with our children when they're crying, and they have been crying for a long time, and not just this night, but every night, every now and then we just ignore them. Oh, they'll cry themselves to sleep sooner or later. Just leave them alone. Put them in the room, close the door, you know, go in, you turn the music up. God does not do those things. He wants us to cry to Him. He wants us to understand that He knows about our pains that we're going through. And He wants to help us. He's not going to ignore us. He wants to help us. And we have to rely on Him because, again, He is God. Psalm 56, verse 8. Psalm 56, verse 8. Oh, many scriptures can describe what we go through in this life. Many scriptures teach us who we need to turn to when we go through these things in life. Psalm 56, verse 8. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Or they... not in your book? Are they not there? Yes, they're there. A question that needs no answering because we know that He's God. And yes, He's waiting on us once again to turn to Him. What's troubling you on this day? What's giving you pain on today? What are you worried about today? Many times I've said, you know, if you're going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to worry, don't pray. But here we're looking at today that God understands our pain. He understands our hurt, and He wants us to come to Him. He wants to just lay it on the table. This is what I'm going through, God, and I know that You're the only one that can see me through it. Looking for some type of comfort. Looking for some type of comfort. It's only in God. It's only in God. Psalm 116, verse 1 and 2. Oh, we turn again, not just to the organizations, but we turn to different things in life that we think that can help us out. But it's just temporary. Those things are not going to last long, whether it be to turn into someone that's not your spouse, or whether it's turning to the bottle or turning to some type of drug. Those things are not going to last long. God will always be there. Always be there. And never, never fail you. Psalm 116, verse 1 and 2. I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications. Because He has inclined His ear unto me, therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. I love the Lord. You know, that's what people ask this question again. Why are you going through the things that you're going through? Do you not serve a living God? Why not turn your troubles over to Him? Why not go to Him? A lot of times we don't go to God because we are not living the way we're supposed to live. And we know if we're not living the way we're supposed to live, God is not going to answer our prayers. So we need to get our life in order. He says once again in verse 2, because He hath inclined His ear unto me, therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. As long as I live. Do we have that attitude today? Do we feel like that we can call upon Him as long as we live? If that's the way we truly feel, that's what we need to be doing. We need to be receiving the comfort that God has in store for us, the comfort that He's willing and waiting to give to us in due time. We need to turn to God. We need to turn to God. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Jeremiah, as he writes, he has a special place for Israel in his heart. And as he writes and he talks about the different things, again, God knows our hurt, and Jeremiah himself was hurt because of the things that Israel was going through because of their disobedience. But we find right here in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end." Now Jeremiah is writing what the Lord is talking about here and saying. He says, I know your thoughts. And I know the things that, you know, that I think towards you, the thoughts that I think towards you. I know these things, said the Lord. He said, this is what I want from you. You talk about being hurt. He said, I want peace for you. A lot of times they talk about against the enemies coming up against them, but he says, I don't want anything evil of you, for you. He said, I'm going to give you an expected end. I'm going to give you an expected end. There's something that we can look forward to, something they can look forward to. And what is that? You know, we can have hope. And knowing that God is there for us, and although we're going through all these things in life, and although we may not be at peace the way we really want to be at peace, there's an expected end. And that expected end is wonderful. It is wonderful. And we should be looking forward to that. Why? Why should we be looking forward to it? Because God has promised it to us. He's promised it to us. In the book of Naaman, chapter 1, verse 7. Book of Naaman, chapter 1, verse 7. There's no one better, is it, than God. And that's what Naaman says here in Naaman chapter 1, verse 7. He says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in Him. You know, there's signs up and down Broadway in different places, different buildings. It says a safe place. Some of the buses have them on there, a safe place. There's no safer place than in the Lord. The Lord is good, it says, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in Him. You know, it used to be that people can run into a church building somewhere and that's where they can find refuge. It's not like that anymore. The refuge is not in this building. The refuge is in the Lord. And that's what we need to understand. Why do we need to understand it? Why do we need to understand it? Because it shall be well. It shall be well. Can we understand where we're getting our comfort from now, from the Lord? Can we understand how we're going to get that comfort? Many of the scriptures we've looked at tell us we need to call upon Him. Call upon Him. We're calling the wrong people sometimes. Comfort in Bible promises. This is how we're going to get comfort from the Lord. Comfort in Bible promises. I can tell you something where, and I say, I promise I'm going to do it. But I may let you down. But if God promised you, if God said it, you can rest assured He is going to do it. How many broken promises have you given? Or how many broken promises have you received? You wait upon the Lord and you can rest assured that if He said He's going to do it, He is going to do it. He is going to do it. Psalm 119, verses 48 through 52. Psalm 119. As we look at what the Scripture says, reference to the promises of God, we need to accept them. And as we accept them, we need to live our life accordingly in order for us to receive them. Psalm 119, verses 48 through 52. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for the word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision. Yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgment of old, O Lord, and I have comforted myself. Comforted myself. Remembering the word. Remembering the things in which God said He will do. Remembering the hope that He says you can have just by trusting in Him. Just by trusting in Him. That's what we need to figure out. But this is the promise that God has given us. Well, what is the hope all about? The hope is all about living. The hope is all about desiring what God has in store for us. The hope is all about faith. Something that we have never seen before. But yet, we have hope that is there because God has promised it to us. God has promised it to us. In the book of Lamentations, chapter 3. Book of Lamentations, chapter 3. Again, we see Jeremiah in his concern for the people or for the nation of Israel. Verses 31 and 32. Verses 31 and 32. Lamentations chapter 3. For the Lord will not cast off forever. But though He cause grief, yet will He have compassion. According to the multitude of His mercies. Again, this is who? This is God. Yes, He has said that He's going to do many things to His people. Yes, He did many things to His people. He caused His people to go into captivity. But yet we find here that God will take care of them. God will take care of them because this is what God has promised. Verse 32 once again. For though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. That's the type of God we serve. We serve a merciful God. We serve a God full of grace. But yet we also serve a God full of wrath. And if we are not obedient, we will not receive the promises in which he has promised. John chapter 14, verse 16 through 18. John chapter 14, verses 16 through 18. We have the word today, and we can thank God for keeping his promise, for giving the word unto his disciples in order for the people to understand what they need to do. John 14, verses 16 through 18. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Comfort we get from God. Here, as Jesus is promising the disciples the Holy Ghost, at the time, who's comforted them? Jesus has comforted them. He's there with them. He's walking with them. He's talking with them. They did not want him to leave, but he said, I will not leave you comfortless. And I want you to know today that we have a great comforter. And that comforter is God. And God will comfort us in the way that he know how, that we will never have to want again in certain aspects. But we do have to understand that we have to be obedient unto him until the very end. Verse 26 and 27. Verse 26 and 27. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as man the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now those are some very, very comforting words. Then I believe that his disciples understood, and they put these things to heart, and they treasured these things. And when the time came, they understood exactly what Jesus meant and what he said. And I believe today that we can understand, too, what he has said and what he meant. Again, it shall be well. It shall be well. Are you living your life in a manner that is pleasing to God? Are you doing what you're supposed to do in order to receive this comfort from his word? If not, why not? Tomorrow is not ours. Today is all we have. And if we do not understand that God wants us to become his children, it's because we're not opening up the book. We need to open it up, and we need to study it, and we need to apply it to our lives. Maybe you're here today and you're not a child of God, and you really want to become one. Why not today? Why not today? We sing a song to say, why not tonight? But I'm asking you, why not today? Turn your life over to God. Come, make the confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Have your sins washed away. Find comfort in the Word of God. If you're here and you're strayed away from the fold, but you're ready to come back, do not delay. Come as we stand and sing the invitation hymn.